The head of Iran's Atomic Energy Organization said today that enrichment of its uranium to a higher level would begin tomorrow. Iran has been threatening to take this step for months, but it has also been engaged with the U.S. and Europe in an extended quasi-negotiation to send its low-enriched uranium to Russia and France for further processing. The intention is to produce nuclear fuel for a research reactor in Tehran that manufactures isotopes for medical care. Twice, Iran's president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, said he would participate in such a deal. The latest was last week. And then yesterday, in a speech in Tehran with Iran's key nuclear officials present, Ahmadinejad said the U.S. and Europe had failed to respond to his offers, and he issued these instructions.
We told them they had 3 months, otherwise we would start enrichment ourselves. Now, I say, begin production of 20% enriched uranium with the centrifuges. However, the way is still open for interaction.
Ahmadinejad's action was puzzling. Just the day before, on Saturday, Iran's foreign minister, Manoucher Motaki, said Iran was ready to make a deal for its enriched uranium. Motaki was speaking at a European security conference in Munich.
Dar Tehran.
In Iran, there is only one voice about the issue, and that is the exchange of fuel has been accepted and recognized. As I have told you before, there have been certain doubts about it, and efforts were made to remove these doubts.
But the conflicting voices coming from Iranian leaders have only served to deepen the doubts of U.S. officials. At that same conference in Munich, President Obama's national security advisor, retired General James Jones, expressed the view that more sanctions against Iran are coming.
The unprecedented level of international consensus and unity on Iran with regard to its nuclear program demonstrates that Tehran must meet its responsibilities or face stronger sanctions and perhaps even deeper isolation.
Ahmadinejad's command to enrich Iran's uranium to 20% of the isotope U-235 is baffling in and of itself. Iran has the machinery to do it, thousands of gas centrifuges installed at a facility at Natanz. But according to the International Atomic Energy Agency, which regularly monitors Iran's uranium enrichment process, it does not have the capability to turn that enriched uranium into reactor fuel. That is why there have been talks about sending the uranium to Russia and France, which do have the necessary technical capabilities. So suspicions have deepened that Iran's ultimate goal is 90% enriched uranium, which would form the explosive core of a nuclear bomb. In Rome on Sunday, Secretary of State Robert Gates also warned that more sanctions could follow.
If the international community will stand together and bring pressure to bear on the Iranian government, I believe there is still time for sanctions and pressure to work. We have seen what is going on inside Iran. I think the international community does not want the Iranian people to suffer more hardship than is absolutely necessary.
All of this is happening as Iran's opposition movement plans large demonstrations on Thursday, the anniversary of Iran's Islamic Revolution. The leaders of the movement are urging protesters to take to the streets. Iran's security forces are threatening to use violence to stop that from happening. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Dubai.